And apparently I was thinking out loud. Awesome. He was sitting, his ass on the cold floor, his legs bent, his feet on the floor, his forearms resting on his knees. Not too close, not too far away. He was just there in the most Penn Walker way possible. "I made your wife a prostitute," I announced.
"She wasn't a prostitute, Cora. She never slept with anyone."
"This is probably the completely wrong time to tell you this, but she brought home a lot of money. Said she had some rich guy on the hook." He flashed me a tight smile.
"Nice to meet you. I'm the rich guy."
"You were there?" I breathed, because at this point, anything was possible.
"No, but she used to video chat with me a couple times a week from that hotel. When she had to head back at the end of the night, she'd pull out cash from the ATM. In a roundabout way, I personally paid a few of Marcos and Dante's bills there for a while."
God, my head hurt. It was all too much. I sighed. "No, you didn't. I skimmed enough money off the Guerreros to cancel it out. Though you probably paid my phone bill a time or two." He grinned.
"I can live with that."
"I dropped her off at the hotel that night," I blurted when I couldn't hold it back anymore. His heavy blue eyes lifted to mine.
"I know."
"Did she tell you why?"
"I dislocated both of Dante's shoulders and then slammed them back in socket before I choked him out and left him for the smoke and fire to finish him off."
Holy shit. This Shane guy was scary, but I couldn't say that Dante didn't deserve it. Guilt settled like a boulder in my stomach. I thought she was going home. Dante came looking for her the next day, but I told him she'd run away. I never considered something had actually happened to her.
"She was coming home. She'd booked a flight for the next morning."
"She never made it," I whispered, emotion bubbling to the surface again. The first time Penn had told me about his wife, I'd thought it was crazy that he blamed himself for failing her when there was so obviously nothing he could have done. But right then, I got it. Dropping her off there, I'd failed her too. Reaching over my head, I snagged a decorative floral towel that I knew without a shadow of a doubt Penn had not bought and used it to wipe my mouth.
"I have an extra toothbrush if you want it," he said.
Fresh breath was the least of my concerns. Settling on my butt, I mirrored his position against the bathtub for two. My body ached like I'd been through a wash cycle, and my mind was a jumbled mess trying to fit together all the pieces he'd been doling out over the last God only knew how long. Each time I'd thought I had a handle on it, he'd dropped another bomb at my feet. "Is there anything else?" I asked. "You have some kids or something I need to know about?"
"No," he promised.
"Okay, do you need a kidney and I'm the only match?" His lips twitched.
"No, Cora. All my organs are in good condition."
"Seriously, I can't take any more surprises. If you have anything else up your tattooed sleeves, it needs to come out now. Are you secretly Savannah's biological father, come to save her from the clutches of her abusive adoptive parents?"
"What? No. And don't encourage her with that. She's been calling me daddy for weeks."
My stomach rolled. Apparently, he did have more surprises. "You've had her for weeks?" I squeaked. He leaned his head back against the wall.
"I got to her as soon as I could. I stalked the hospital for a few days, hoping to see her get discharged. When that didn't work, I went to Cleveland and tracked down her parents. I found her standing on the corner, trying to score some cash. Picked her up and brought her home."
"Home," I whispered sadly. "Right." He cursed under his breath.
"That's not what I meant. Obviously, her home is with you. At a loss for any other response, I repeated.